All right, that's enough. Welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home. Thanks for being here, everybody. We're here till 4 o'clock. My name is Jeff. Here's a request. This is an interesting one. This is from the recent covers record put out by Shovels and Ropes. Some really interesting. You know, I think I hadn't ever taken the time to look at who wrote all the songs on this record. So I didn't even really realize how diverse and interesting this record is. They put out a record last year called Busted Jukebox Volume 1. And I certainly recognize the Neil Young cover on there, and the Nick Lowe and Elvis Costello song on there, and Guns N' Roses, of course. We've played that before, but check out some of the other people who have written songs on this record. Roddy Walston, Butch Walker helped write one. Alan Toussaint, Nine Inch Nails, The Kinks, Lou Reed, and this cool one, co-written by Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell. Here's Shovels and Rope. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
Oh, Mary took to running with a traveling man. Left her mama crying with her head in her hands. Such a sad case, so broken hearted. She said, Mama, gotta go, gotta get out of here. Gotta get out of town, try to hang it around. I got to roll on between the ditches. It's just an ordinary story about the way things go round and round. Nobody knows the highway goes on the river. That old highway goes on the river. Daughter, let me tell you about a traveling kind. Everywhere is going such a very short time. It'll be long gone before you know it. It'll be long gone before you know it. You said, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could.
I don't wanna leave you. Hi, this is Chuck Prophet. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM Radio, Manitoba. Manitoba.
This box of band-aids here from the night we patched things up. Oh, there's still some at the bottom. Yeah, I got the box right here. Man, if I could hold that moment to my chest, I swear.
what a beauty, beauty, beauty. Hadn't heard that one in a while. Oh, thanks, Alex. Wait. Stop. Almost ruined my moment there. Would you love me? I sure do love that song. That's so good. Thanks for the idea, Allison. That's Chuck Prophet from the album Soap and Water. Would you love me? And if you play songs like that, you damn right I will. So good. Langhorne Slim in there from the self-titled record. We heard Rebel Side of Heaven. And, you know, I'm coming around. We've had our moments, Langhorne Slim and I. You know, I loved him in the beginning. And then a few years ago, he was playing in Fargo, and I really wanted to see him. So we went down to Fargo basically just to see him. He was opening for Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. Who, you know, I was also interested in for sure, but I was super more interested in Langhorne Slim. And then, during the show, he said, okay, after the show, we're going to come out and we'll meet you at the merch tent and merch desk and, table, I guess they call it. Table and signed CDs, and I was like, cool. You know, I think I actually bought another CD just because I forgot to bring one just in case, and then I went and hung out at the merch table, and the whole band showed up except for Langhorne, and I just thought that was so weird to say that you were going to come out and sign autographs and then be the only one who didn't show up, and it made me mad. And then he kind of redeemed himself with that great set at the Folk Fest and trying his best to get all of the dead souls at the Folk Fest to stand up. And then watching the hapless, witless, mindless security goons at the Folk Fest trying to get everybody to sit down after Langhorne Slim had basically pulled people up off their frickin' tarps. Oh, I'll never forget that. Winnipeg Folk Festival, I hope you smarten up this year. Because that was lame. Lame! What else did we hear in there? Oh, yeah, we heard Shovels and Rope leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. Hey, there's a bit of a controversy. Jason Isbell, who we played in the set before, I guess got into a little shouting match on Twitter today. Because somebody went to see him, I don't know, last night or recently, and was mad that he didn't come out and sign autographs, and I just thought that was weird, and then he thought it was weird too. It's like, you know, I did my show, I did what you paid to see. If I come out and sign autographs, that's, you know, it's my choice, and sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, and I get that. You know, it was a bit of a weird thing. How do you feel though? I don't know. Got any thoughts? Let me know. Hey, you know, I got to tell you about two things going on. First of all, coming up, if you dial up the Kickstarter on the old interwebs there, our pal Jory Nash is raising money. He for years now, what is it, like 13 or 14 years or something, he's been doing this this tribute to Gordon Lightfoot every year at Hughes Room in Toronto, where they get all kinds of amazing folks to come out and play Lightfoot songs, and Lightfoot usually shows up and hangs out at the show, which is kind of weird and kind of awesome at the same time. And they're doing it right now, like this weekend, in Toronto. And the Jory's been talking about for the upcoming anniversary, I think it's the 15th anniversary next year or something. For that, he wants to have a CD of, people, you know, who've performed at these shows and Lightfoot fans and stuff, put out a tribute CD sort of in honor of this thing that they've been doing. And there was talk about taking the show on the road and all kinds of stuff. And I've heard about this show for years and always wanted to go. So I'd love a piece of this. So they're raising money to try and make it happen. And if I can tell you one thing, I'm very, very tired of crowdfunding. I was the guy who would back anything for a long time, but I'm tired of it. I feel kind of done with the whole thing. Just too many people didn't come through or came through with stuff that I wouldn't have bought had I known. But I know that there's at least two people who I will always get in on the crowdfunding for, and that's Corin Raymond, who's always does amazing things. He's been pre-selling copies of his record Hobo Jungle Fever Dreams. Oh my god, is this thing good. I just listen to it over and over again. It's so good. And Jory Nash. Jory Nash does everything to the highest standards. The guy puts absolutely everything into his records. and they always turn out wonderful. So I know this thing, if it gets made, is going to be wonderful. The thing about the Kickstarter thing is, if they don't raise enough money, and it's not a lot of money, but if they don't raise enough, they're not going to do it. So you got to go and pledge. It's not like one of those things where the record is going to happen anyway. I'm sick of, you know, rich bands who don't need the money doing these things, these crowdfunding campaigns with records that they're going to make anyway. Like, it's ridiculous. But this one, they're not going to do it if you don't pledge. So I'm encouraging you to go over to the Kickstarter, dial up the Jory Nash thing, the Way We Feel, it's called, and a pledge thing. It's $20 for the CD, $2 for shipping, $22. That is not a lot of money for a CD that I know is going to be done to the highest quality. I certainly ordered my copy, and I urge you to do yours as well. We'll play some Jory Nash, maybe some Lightfoot. But first, coming up tonight at the Old West End Cultural Center, it's the CD release party for an album called Fairweather from sibling songwriters Roger Roger. They're the kids of esteemed local producer and musician Lloyd Peterson. And that'll be a good show. Why don't you go check it out? Why don't you check out this song from their album Fairweather? This is Roger Roger playing tonight at the West End.
Shit. driving away at the speed of the sound of the road. I'm leaving this way, 'cause I don't wanna stay here alone. You can tell all my friends that I ain't coming home. Say what you want, but I ain't coming home. Go calling law for to break down the door. Station to station, ain't no revelation at all. I need a vacation, a new destination, or a port of call. You can tell all my friends that I ain't coming home. Say what you want, but I ain't coming home. We're calling law for to break down the door. Just as sure as you're born. But if you're somebody else and you've never been warned that the world don't change and the road it goes on and on. Some will believe you and some will be deceived, and this I know. Shedding some skin, 'cause I need to again just let it go. You can tell all my friends that I ain't coming home. Say what you want, but I ain't coming home. We're calling law for to break down the door. You can tell all my friends that I ain't coming home. Say what you want.
I've flown, and the nest is bare. When the birds have flown, and the nest is bare.
Don't you say goodbye. now that I need you by my side. Love me now or be on your way. If you go, be gone to stay. I saw Linda late last night, dressed for town, she looked alright. Painted eyes and lips like wine. Walking on down with a friend of mine. Oh girl, don't you stay so long, I feel like I could die. Look out baby, the moon is falling down from your sky. Oh girl, don't you be unkind, I ain't even gonna try to change your mind. Love me now or be on your way. If you go, be gone to stay. Oh Linda, you made me grieve, I feel like I could die. Look out baby, the moon is falling down from your sky. Oh girl, don't you say goodbye. Now that I need you by my side. You can have everything I own. Take everything but come on home. Oh girl, don't stay so long, I feel like I could die. Look out baby, the moon is falling down from your sky. Oh girl, don't do me wrong, I'm gonna sing you a goodbye song. Sing a song that's most unkind. I ain't even gonna try to change your mind. I ain't even gonna try to change your mind. I ain't even gonna try. I ain't even gonna try to change your mind.
Mr. Lee Harvey Osmond there, Tommy Wilson, with his Lightfoot cover, Oh Linda, there from the Folk Sinner. Before that, we heard Leroy Stagger with his own Lightfoot cover, Sundown, from the Dream It All Away Tour EP. We heard Lightfoot himself in there as well, The Way I Feel. And we were talking about the way we feel, the multi-artist studio CD being proposed by Jory Nash and friends. And they could use your help. Just go order a copy. It's going to be an amazing record, I promise you. I put my personal guarantee behind it that it'll happen and it'll be great. So, well, it'll happen if enough people pre-order it, that is. And I really want a copy, so you should. We heard Jory in there. Song off of his record from last year. Another fine, fine record, The Many Hats of Jory Nash. The name of the track, which I've forgotten, Ain't Coming Home, featuring Oh Susanna. Good, good stuff. And something from Roger in there from their album Fairweather. Man, oh man, I'm so distracted today. I'm not writing down my songs. 13 Crows there from Roger, playing tonight at the Old West End Cultural Center. You should get on down there and check it out. Brought down a few things we haven't heard in a while. Thought we'd kind of close off the show with some of those, including this one. I don't know. I've been singing this in my head for a while lately, and I got to hear it. Man, this has got to be one of my Desert Island discs. It's just one that I listen to. There's not a dud on it. Every song is just so powerful and passionate and wonderful. It is a wonderful, wonderful thing, and it always draws me back to seeing this guy live. I'd picked up this record, and I knew it was great. But then I went to see him live, and I'd be honest, this guy's a legend. He's been around for a long time, but I didn't really know a whole lot more about him than this record, and was just blown away. I'm actually wearing the T-shirt today, just coincidence. Oh, he's so great. From the album Fate's Right Hand, this is the great Rodney Crowell. Title track, Rodney, Rappin' Rodney, I guess we'll call him on this one. So good. listening to Tell the Band to Go Home. Thank you for doing so.
As a rule, you don't learn in no school. You can't brown nose a teacher from a dunce hat stool. It's the hum and the rhythm, the birds and the bees, the mamas and the papas and the monkeys in the trees. Brothers and the sisters living life on the street. Play the hunch, pull the punch, you'll never get beat by the junk food, tattooed, white dude, true blue, honky with an attitude coming unglued. Fate's right hand, I don't understand at all. Billy loves women like a junkie loves dope. Give him just enough rope, the monkeys don't choke. She's a Bill Blast combo, maxed out mambo. DKNY caught him in a lie. Ken Star Word, man, we're talking absurd. Spending $40 million just to give the man a bird. He's a king, she's a queen. The rap won't stick. Get it on with the rubber and you won't get sick. Fate's right hand, I don't understand at all. RedRum.com, them some smart bombs, double cappuccino and a heart like a tom-tom. Ozone, long gone, that's it, I quit. Natural inclination says enough of this. Brat pack, blackjack, heart attack, crack. We need another news channel like a hole in the back. There's a 187 on the 405. We all go to heaven on a heart this dry. Fate's right hand, I don't understand at all.
Forget about Carlin when you're talking about the Poontang. Slow song on the bone, rec hall dance, double date Debbie with a pole in my pants. First comes love like it always did, or we wouldn't be talking about the Houston Kid. Hold up, his chunk, old dead skunk drum, trotting line Freddy's got his dogs in the trunk. Fate's right hand, I don't understand at all. Fate's right hand, man, I don't understand at all. We'll be right back.
smoking gun. Now some of you would live through me and light me up and throw away the key. Or just find a place to hide away and hope that I'll just go away, huh. But I feel alright. I feel alright tonight. I feel alright. I feel alright tonight. And I'll bring you precious contraband and ancient tales from distant lands. Conquerors and concubines and conjurers from darker times. Betrayal and conspiracy, sacrilege and heresy. I feel alright. I feel alright tonight. I feel alright. I feel alright tonight.
This is Lydia Lovelace, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM.
The Lowest of the Low from Shakespeare My Butt, 4 o'clock stop, featuring the stinging guitar work of Stephen Stanley, the epic lyrics of Ron Hawkins. So good, so good. My favorite record of all time. I just love it. Lydia Lovelace in there, Can't Change Me from Indestructible Machine. We heard Steve Earle, I Feel All Right, title track to that record. I didn't even realize it's Steve's birthday today. We should have been having a Steve Earle birthday party. Yeah, hang on. I'm going to get to that. And Rodney Crowell, title track to Fate's Right Hand. And just in time for the end of the show, we have a special guest joining us live in studio. Welcome, sir.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good.
What's your name?
Jeremy.
Where'd you come from at this late hour?
Art Barn.
You were at the Art Barn? What were you doing at the Art Barn?
You know.
Well, I know, but the listeners don't.
I was making something that starts with P.
You were taking a pee?
No, I was making stuff that starts with P.
Oh. There's lots of things that start with P. And how was it? How was your experience? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and then you dropped in. I don't even know where is the Art Barn here on campus? Where is that?
It's really close.
Is it just over there?
It's pretty much just over there. It took like 10 minutes or so to get here.
Oh, cool.
Or 5.
Well, it was nice of you to drop in.
It took like 5 minutes to get here.
Yeah. Well, do you want to wrap up the show and go shopping, or what do you want to do here?
Yeah. But, well, the thing that starts with P is pottery.
Yeah. That's awesome. I can't wait to see it. I'm excited.
They still have to dry, and I still have to paint them.
Yeah. When are you going to do that?
I don't know, and they still have to get fired.
Get fired? I hope I don't get fired.
No, not people.
Oh. They're not doing a very good job, so they have to get fired?
No, like, go in the big oven.
Oh. You have to cook it?
No!
Oh. Okay. Well, yeah, we can definitely hear that all right. It's kind of annoying, actually. So do you want to wrap this up? Do you want to go? Yeah. Before I turn your mic off, is there anybody you want to say hi to or anything?
Nope.
Not even grandma or somebody? Jer?
Yes, I want to say hi to Grandma, even though I already went to her house. Hi, again.
Yeah. That reminds me. Can you, is there anything to talk about?
No.
Oh. Okay. What are you doing?
These fell off.
Okay. So I guess we'll wrap it up. It's 4 o'clock or so, probably time for us to go to Costco and all that. But thanks for being here, everybody. It's always a ton of fun when you drop by, Jer, except, we could do with a little less cell phone music. I'll be back next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Tell the Band to Go Home will return. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com. Got some podcasts and stuff to put up there, and I'll be back on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Steel Belt the Radio. I gotta tell you, I'm kind of enjoying the pre-recording on Thursdays these days, so that'll probably continue for a little while. You kind of like it too, Ager?
Yeah.
All right, stay tuned. Great music coming up in the next hour. Let me just give you a little preview. Well, coming up, we got Buddy and Jim Porter Wagner. You got Todd Snyder, Waylon Jennings. You got what else?
Oh,
is
here's
there?
Your phone.
Oh, thanks. Kieran Kane coming up. Lee Hazelwood. Oh, so much good stuff coming up in the next hour. And then Lyle takes over at 5 o'clock for Waxy's Dargle. I don't know if Gail's be here at 6 o'clock. I assume she has something recorded for the Comfort Cafe, and hopefully you'll stick around. Thanks, everybody.